الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فألهمها فجورها وتقواها، قد أفلح من زكاها، وقد خاب من دساها. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before we talk properly, as a reminder for all of us that today is the day of Jumu'ah, and one great ibadat of the day of Jumu'ah is to recite Durood Sharif, Salawat on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance. Every day we should read Durood, and may Allah give us tawfiq that we read minimum, very minimum, 10 times every morning, 10 times every evening. It's very little. But let us do that, and we will see the benefit of it in this world also, and its great, great benefit on the day of Qiyamah. Normally, we will forget. If we really want to remember, there are many ways we can make notes and remember. On our phone we can put it, have to read my pen, a reminder, or make a note, keep it in the pocket. That I feel, did I read my 10 duruds this morning, 10 in the evening? And in the hadith, 10 duruds in the morning and evening have got a lot of fazilat and virtue has come. And on the day of Jumu'ah, we should increase it much more. Read 100 times, it's not lost. And if we can, 300 times, and Allah gift of it, 1,000 times. Anyway, Jumu'ah, we should increase. Another very important thing also is the making of dua. Today we know the lot of problems individually we have got, families we have got, communities, and the ummah what we are going through. But who of us are really making dua? Dua is free of charge, and everyone can make dua. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh, when he writes on this, we can make out the anger in him. That people today generally just discuss the problems. This is happening here, that happened there, this one is doing this. Hazrat becomes angry, we are wasting our time. Look at the causes of it and look at the remedy, the solution. And one thing which we all can do is make dua. At the moment, we know, for example, in Saudi, a lot of things are changing terribly. But ask myself, did I make dua that Allah must stop this wrong? I talk about it, I condemn this person, I condemn that person, but did I make dua? That condemnation is not going to help us. But the dua is definitely going to help. There is absolutely no doubt. Any other problem, we had a little violence and unrest in our country, who of us really made dua? And even now, those who suffered losses, who of us made dua for those people? Give them a good recompense, give them sabr, give them better, protect us all. We just talk about it, like a news item. Somebody has passed away, it's a news item. But who will read three times Qulhu Allah and pass the sawab to the marhum? Who will make dua that, Ya Allah, he will be questioned in the qabr? Keep him steadfast, let him give the right answer. Ya Allah, his wife, children, wife has become a widow, children have become orphan, you protect them, you look after them. Hardly we make dua. May Allah give us tawfiq that this great, great ibadat which Allah has given us in the form of dua, that we use it. And everyone has been given. Anyway, today is a day, is time that we are living in, that the attack of shaitan now is directly on our iman. And therefore we have to be very careful of the condition of our iman. And shaitan deceives us and fools us in such a way. We can be in complete sunnah dress, amama, topi, beard, kurta, namazas, everything, lot of ibadah. But he took our iman away. Then what is left? There is nothing whatsoever. A lady will be in burqa, everything she will be doing, but if the iman is gone. And today the attacks of shaitan are very, very severe. And he's our enemy who doesn't rest one moment. We take rest, we go in sleep, problems are facing us, but we are not worried. But shaitan, even when he has succeeded, still he should work all the time. He doesn't rest at all. So we have to be very careful. For that one thing, that one aspect where our iman is being attacked in various forms, one of them is a doctor wrote to a certain mufti, a Darul Ifta, and he said that we do experiments on the human body. And in that we see, and it has been by whoever is doing the experiments, they show us that certain people have got certain hormones, genes, etc., more than other people. Every person, Allah has made a little bit different. So those people who got this certain type of thing, because of that, they naturally incline to the same sex. Like man will become homosexuals, na'uzu billah. A woman is gay, is a lesbian, so she inclines to her same sex. So he says, my iman is that this is wrong. But I see the experiment, the scientific proof of it. And when we are presented with it, we are also baffled. We also haven't got the answers. We know what is right, but we haven't got the answers. And in the process, there are two types of us perhaps. One is we start accepting the scientific proof is there. And this is what it is. So we start accepting. Our mouths get closed. We can't speak against it anymore. We feel it's the right thing. Others of us, we know it's wrong, but I haven't got the answer. And at this juncture also, remind ourselves the great, great ni'mat of the ulama which Allah has given us. And they, when they see it, they mashallah give the answers. And then we realize that the answer was so simple, it was there all the time, but I didn't realize it. Like many times you are looking for your key, so much you look for it and it's right under your nose. When you find it, somebody points it, here's your key. Just like that, the answers are there, but maybe we don't see them. So Allah reward our ulama that are all the time informing us. And let us keep contact with our ulama and listen to what our ulama have got to say. Ulama of Sirati Mustaqim, of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the path of Jannah, the straight path, the middle path, the correct path, keep contact with them. And we've got questions, ask them. And listen to their talks, we will get our answers. So just outwardly baffles a person, what is the answer? Here is the scientific proof. So it is nothing new. This was there all the time. If they found it only today, that's their problem. But the Quran Sharif has said from before, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا, that we have made ilham, we have put, it was put in a person, all the fujur, sins, desire of sins, has been placed in man. Every person has got desire of sin. Allah has placed it in us. Some of us, some sin more we incline to, other sins less. Somebody might be inclined to alcohol, while alhamdulillah, inshallah, the vast majority, inshallah, all of us, we don't incline to alcohol. We don't give it a thought. Somebody have got lot of anger in them. And lot of people have got that, man also, woman also, children also, and we find we can't control this anger. We can't manage the anger. It's there. Some of us have got lot of lust. Lust for woman. We are married, but still we are looking at other women. We are thinking, fantasizing. On the phone we go to filthy sites and we look at filthy things. So that is there. Every person, some of us got the desire of name and fame. Everywhere where I go, everywhere people must stand up for me, people must greet me, people must praise me all the time. Somebody, dunya's muhabbat. Dunya itself is not haram. We can have billions, no problem. But the love of dunya, even 1 cent, is haram. So some of us, we just got the love of dunya. And how many of us are such? My nafs, my desires that I have, I just want to fulfill them. I don't see what are Allah's commandments. I don't see what my children, family are going through. Anyone, I must be, it must be my way. I must eat, whether others eat or not doesn't matter. I must sleep, I must get my good sleep. Whether others sleep or don't sleep, that's not my concern. But I must sleep. So we all have got different things. So Allah says, I put it in there. And for some people, no doubt, Allah has put in you that you have got the desire of same sex also. And there are people like that. whether it's men who desire other men, women who desire other women, the people of Lut alayhi salam, is an old story. It's not now that scientists have discovered it. It's from before. They had desire of the same type they had. So Allah said, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا. We have put it. But what they don't tell us is the next thing which the Quran has told us from before. وَتَقْوَاهَا. Even if you have got the desire of same sex, you got the desire of pride, people must praise me. You got anger in you, too much anger, I can't control my anger. Money, I'm very weak, I just want money. Whether it comes halal or haram, but I want money. All these things, Allah said, we put it. And we put wataqwaha. And we gave you the power to stop yourself from that. And that is what is the imtihan and the test all about. If we had no desire for guna, any type of guna, then what says our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah, Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, should explain so beautifully that if a person goes to the Qabristan, and Allah give us tawfiq to go regularly so that we remember one day I also have to go there and think of our marhumin, make isale sawab for them. Anyway, if we go there and we tell all of you who are sleeping here, you are so pious, you got no desire of guna, you don't commit one guna, that is not piety. They can't, they haven't got it. So they, what's the value of it? If you tell a person who is in a coma that you so fortunate you commit no gunas, he can't commit gunas. Fortunate is that person who can commit guna and he doesn't commit guna. That is what Allah wants. So all this wrong things, don't get bluffed with shaitan and who he uses for all his evil. We must not get bluffed with him. All the evils, every person, some less, some more. Some in this direction, some in that direction. كُلُّكُمْ خَطَّاءُونَ. Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, all of you have got desires. Some have got more, some have got some this kind of guna, some that kind of guna, all of us have got. But at the same time, Allah has given us the means to stay away from that guna also. And that is what we must use. Now shaitan has made it such, we don't want to work. Dunya's work, we do. In there also many of us are very lazy. But as far as deen's work is concerned, we say istaqdeer. If Allah wrote for me, I must make namaz, I will make namaz. Allah didn't write for me in my taqdeer, I must make namaz, so I can't. Allah Ta'ala wrote for me in my taqdeer, I must commit guna, so I'm going to commit guna. No, Allah has given us this wataqwaha, that ability to stay away from the guna. And now it is up to us to use it. Then Allah Ta'ala declares very categorically, very clearly and openly, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. That person has gained every type of success. Falah in the Arabic language is such a word that is used for success. There are many synonyms, foes, many other words also for success. But falah is that type of success that every type of success is included in dunya, akhirat, your health, your wealth, your family, whatever kind of success you can think is in the word falah. So Allah says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. That desires you got, the dirt which is there, you took out all the dirt. You cleansed yourself. Now the desire of self, same sex also you took it. You can do it and you have to do it. You have to use it. That anger which is in you, you have to learn to control it and you can do it. That laziness which is in a person, you can take it out and you must do it. You must take it out. So a person who has done that, Allah guarantees that person successful in this dunya also, akhirat everywhere. And then Allah warns us of the opposite also, وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. That person is in a total loss, خَابَ. Whatever kind of loss you can think, he has lost everything. Allah save us, that sometimes a person, just a little reality, one person, young person, hafiz the Quran, mashallah, and good hafiz also, pious also, he got married, good wife he got, good business, income also. His friend says that I envied him. He's got dunya also, he's got deen also. Children also, everything he's got. But when he got involved in drugs, he lost everything. Quran also he lost. His wife also he lost. His business also he lost. Everything he lost. What a loss. And Allah save us, if our akhirat is lost, then what happens? Dunya, if dunya is lost, we understand. People who lose everything. And not only your money you lose, if you have to lose your family also. You have to lose your home also. You got nothing. What is? Allah says, وَقَدْ خَابَ. Those people who didn't make the tazkiyah, who didn't control themselves of this evil, those people are in a complete loss. Allah save me, Allah save us, our families, our children, everyone. Allah save us. So we have to make this effort that whatever wrong desire, and main year, that effort Allah give us tawfiq. But take this out of our head, that all the gunas which have been committed, the people can't help it. The environment is such. The environment in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the environment for Asiya, the wife of Fir'aun, what kufr was there around her? The environment of the wives of Nuh alayhi salam and Lut alayhi salam, the environment of Ibrahim alayhi salam, his father Azar, making, they were in such environment. They didn't say environment is such, what can we do? So you get caught up in the environment and Allah supports us. We must make this little effort, and no matter what the environment is, what times are, we say we're living in bad times. Times are not bad. We are the ones who make time. It is our actions in the time. So all we have to do is make that effort. And it starts basically with the zikr of Allah. Start making little zikr of Allah and see that we will start getting this under control. And when we will do our zikr under supervision of ulama, mashayikh, and we do it properly, in spite of the whole terrible environment, we will be able to come out of there. And we won't be overtaken by the environment. Peer pressure, this pressure, that pressure, we won't have to worry of anything of that sort. Allah Ta'ala will protect us. And if we don't, and we just go with the tide of how things are going, how people are going, and we don't reflect, we don't think a bit, then Allah Ta'ala says that كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ بِطَهْوَاهَا. Allah gives one example. The people of Thamud were a very, very strong, powerful, mighty nation who said, مَنْ أَشَدُّ مِنَّا قُوَى. Who is stronger than us? They even challenged Allah Ta'ala. We are the strongest. They carved their homes from solid rock or in the mountains. They carved out their homes. How lot of power. They had all their power, but they did not use the power against their nafs. Power against all material things, they used it. But power against their nafs, they did not use. As the poet says very beautifully, he says that Allah Ta'ala says, وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. We are more closer to you than your jugular vein, your life vein. We are more closer to you than your own life also. So close Allah is to us. But our whole lives of 60, 70 years, that Allah is so close, we didn't do that journey to reach Allah. Allah said, I'm very close to you. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِ عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. So close I'm to you. But you didn't take that small journey of finding me, of reaching me. I'm not outside you, I'm inside you. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُفْصِرُونَ. So we have to just make that contact with Allah, and by the zikr of Allah, this is a great means by which we make that contact. If we do that, we will overcome this. And then also, one other very important point, where shaitan beguiles us and leads us and he destroys us, that many people, perhaps all of us, we have fears of, might this happen, this might happen, that might happen. All these fears come to us. So that is also shaitan, wasawis of shaitan. And he comes, minal jinni wal ins. He comes, jinnat also he tends to put, this fears and this can happen, that can happen. And also from insan also. And insan, lot of insan. That if you become sick, what will happen to you? Who will pay your bills? Who is going to look after your family? the education of your children, if you don't take out an educational policy, what is going to happen? Your motor car, if you don't take out an insurance policy, you come in an accident, what will happen? Shaitan, Lord, he's got his agency in insan also. And like shaitan is the filthiest, dirtiest, but he comes in the most beautiful forms. He comes in the form of woman, and how he beautifies himself. He comes in the form of man and their language. What language they got, how they convince you. You have to have this policy, otherwise you are doomed. Allah says the complete opposite, that you trust in Allah and you are saved and you'll have barakat in your... Anyway, so this also shaitan puts. So one fear also, which we all can understand. Many of us, we have got fears, and we talk it openly. Allah make me laugh, yeah, from the mimbar I will talk. What will happen to our children? Hey, the future is so bleak. What's going to happen to our children? So shaitan puts fears in you of things which are not in your control. What's going to happen to my children after 30, 20, 50 years? It's not in my control. Now I worry so much about that. And then what is in my control? To make that tarbiyah, to bring them up correctly, to nurture them, to give them proper Islamic values, proper Islamic education, proper send them to the madrasa, send them to the ulama. That I don't do. So shaitan, he puts us in fears of things which are not in our control. And what is in our control, he doesn't let us worry about it. That is where shaitan now, he gets in, enter the ulama, give to this, we must worry of that what we can do. And what is in Allah's hands in the future, leave it to Allah. That's not your worry. Why are you becoming Allah? That is not in your hands. You're not even perhaps going to be living at this time. Or any other thing, and you worry about those things which are not in your control. You worry of that what is in your control, and you do what you can do. And in that, if you do, you will get saved of that. And then, Allahu Akbar, for a mu'min, there is only good for him. If he did what he had to do, and goodness came to him, he makes shukr, which is good for him. And if he did what he had to do, but Allah put some problem in his life, he makes sabr, and that's good for him. So anyway, for a mu'min, there is only goodness. We don't have to worry. But shaitan makes us worry of things that are not in our control. And what is in our control, we don't do that. And then what we call now, a person is so depressed. A person is so worried. So what solutions the ulama have given? Remember, no counselors can give you what Quran and Hadith has given. No psychologist can give you what Quran and Hadith. The true and the absolute is only Quran and Hadith. Allah give us that yaqeen. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with these realities. And the main thing, take this completely out of our heads, that a person is homosexual, he can't help it. A woman is a lesbian, she can't help it. A person is a drug addict, he can't help it. It's just like that. Allah made him like that. Now that is not at all true. We have to, we can fight it, we must fight it. Allah has given us the means, use the means to fight it. May Allah give us an all tawfiq and prepare for reality.